UMass Boston is trying to address a money problem. According to memos obtained by the Boston Globe, UMass Boston's chancellor was repeatedly warned about the school's financial challenges as far back as 2012. The administrator in charge of restoring the finances says he doesn't have a solution yet. Former Bowdoin College president Barry Mills was brought in earlier this month to run the campus after it became clear that it faces a deficit. Mills spoke with WBUR's Fred Tice.
The Windy campus these days is one massive construction site. Piles are being driven for new dorms. Cranes are swiveling. Backhoes and dump trucks are moving through big piles of dirt.
There's been a lot of important construction that's been done on campus to make this place into a 20th century and now 21st century university.
Barry Mills, the new deputy chancellor at UMass Boston, and its new chief operating officer, explained some of the construction.
There's an effort underway to build a parking garage that's under construction, which is sorely needed and will be wonderfully received by our community. There are dormitories being built that will allow us to attract many new students to the campus.
Mills says the big piles of dirt are part of a road construction project where utilities are being put underground to serve new buildings. Mills was president of Bowdoin College for 14 years, and during his presidency, the college's endowment grew from $470 million to $1.4 billion. UMass Boston has a comparatively small endowment, $77 million, Mills says.
It's not nearly sufficient to have a significant effect on the operations of the university.
A UMass official says the campus in Dorchester began its fiscal year projecting a $2.3 million surplus. But by December 31st, halfway through the fiscal year, a deficit of at least $15 million was projected, and university officials were afraid it could double. Mills is now forecasting a much smaller deficit.
We've worked hard over the last number of weeks, and people worked hard before I came here, to reduce that number substantially, and it will be a very modest, I think, deficit this year, quite modest. But that doesn't alleviate the fact that there are structural deficits in the university.
Mills is looking for cuts, but also new ways to raise money. He wants to attract more students, more foundation grants, and more large donors, and to offer online courses. He believes online classes can be especially helpful to commuter students like those at UMass Boston.
If you have to work that day, or you have to be home with your family, or you miss a couple classes because life gets in the way, that can interfere with your ability to get through the class. To the extent that some of this education is online, so that people can keep up, notwithstanding the fact they couldn't make it out here, that's a real opportunity.
Senior Michael Lavoie would like to see the $756 tuition increase students are paying this year put to good use.
I'm hoping that they put it towards new buildings, and I'm hoping that they overall just kind of do better with the school, and hopefully they're putting it into classrooms and student life.
Lavoie moved from Worcester to attend UMass Boston, which he attends free because he's a foster child. He does pay for his own housing, since there are no dorms yet. He drives from Chelsea.
The parking situation hasn't gotten that much better. It's just every year it seems like they're getting rid of every parking lot.
The construction is also what bothers senior Sarah Oland most.
Because it's a pain in the butt. I had to sit in traffic for like 10, 15 minutes just to get here to this building this morning.
Mills worries about the students who don't graduate.
People talk about you want to have more students. If you increase your graduation rate, you have more students. Because if your existing customers are actually walking away, right, those are students. And so the real goal should be to try to maintain as many of those students, both because it's good for the university, but more importantly, it's good for the students.
45% of freshmen at UMass Boston graduate within 6 years. Mills was brought in by the UMass trustees and President Marty Meehan to help UMass Boston Chancellor Keith Motley with campus finances.
Keith is, as President Meehan described, an inspirational leader. and he connects with these students and faculty in an important way. He also connects with the Boston community.
Mills says his job is to run the university from day to day, but he adds that he did not accept the job at UMass Boston just to write the finances.
I didn't come here to be the fixer. I understand that I have a job to do, but my real interest is in leading this institution with Keith as we understand what it means to be a 21st century public research university in an urban setting. That's exciting.
Mills says he does not have a solution to the campus's financial problems yet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.